With implementation just days away for the EPA's Clean Water Rule, formerly known as Waters of the United States, agricultural organizations and lawmakers are continuing to do what they can to prevent it from happening. At the Missouri State Fair last week, Senator Roy Blunt said he hopes it's stopped before it's too late.
Hopefully, at the end of the day, we can, one, not fund it and give people more time to think about it. There's certainly a great opportunity that a court will eventually decide the government couldn't do it, but by then a lot of the damage is already done. You know, the Supreme Court just ruled that the EPA didn't have the authority they had to regulate mercury. 22 months after the rule comes out, 1,500 power plants are closed in America that will never open again. And then the court says, well, you never had the authority to do that. But I'm sure a lot of people who work at the EPA just rubbed their hands together and thought, well, it didn't really matter if we had the authority or not. We got done what we wanted to get done. This will have more devastating impact between this and the energy tax that's in that power rule, more devastating impact on our economy than the government could possibly imagine.
Missouri Congressman Blaine Luchtemeyer believes that the EPA will lose this case when it goes to court.
They're trying to change a law by a rule. Now, the Clean Water Act is a law, and they are trying to change law by rule. They can't do that. That's not legal. So I think at some point the groups will get together, challenge this rule, and take it to court. I don't see any way they can lose the case because you cannot change a law by rule.
House Agriculture Committee member Vicki Hartzler of Missouri remains hopeful that Congress can stop the EPA.
We need to get the EPA to rescind the rule. In the House, we passed a bill that would do that. Unfortunately, it's sitting there in the Senate. But we're going to try to stop this in other ways, like through defunding the EPA and this specific rule. So we've got to stop the EPA from having jurisdiction over 99% of our land, and I'm going to continue to fight to do that.
And Congressman Jason Smith of Missouri, a farmer who was elected to office in a special election just 2 years ago, has another solution.
Let's see how well the EPA regulates things. You saw that river in Colorado? Think about 3 million gallons of toxins going into that river. How much are they going to be fined? You know, I think one of the best measures, and maybe I'm a little bit radical being a little bit new, but I'm pretty good and fine with the EPA just being disappeared and completely not unfunded, but eliminated.
Reporting for AgriPulse, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.